Well, it's midnight in the woods where I am. And we had a bit of a whiteout snow blizzard not so long ago. I'm feeling relatively sheltered in the trees. I have a basher above my head. I'm in a sleeping bag, albeit a two-season sleeping bag, on a thermarest, which the part of me that's touching the ground is toasty warm. My back's a little bit cold at the moment. Expecting the temperature to drop down into the low minuses tonight. It will certainly freeze. And so far, I've really, really enjoyed our time here. You'd never normally get me traipsing into the woods of a Friday night to camp out in frozen, snowy ground. But whilst on this course, I felt that if I could go out and sleep comfortably in this weather the rest of this year to come, the spring and the summer is just going to be an absolute breeze. So far I've prepped wood pigeon for dinner and done that whole collecting firewood, tended to the stuff I normally do when out camping, and I was a little bit worried that I was going to be one of those annoying gits that go along on courses going, well, of course, yes, I've done all this and I've done all this. But Jason, well, but both the instructors actually are really, really good at adding small little nuggets and reasons and explaining the practicalities behind stuff. So although I might have had a go at doing stuff in the past or even done some of the stuff in the past, when it's explained by a professional that does it a lot, you really do see the sense in it. But I hadn't actually torn a wood pigeon apart with my bare hands to get the breast meat out in a very clean and organic, shall we say, kind of way, especially with me being, having been veggie for so many years. But these were humanely killed, and it's just so far away from supermarket, mentality. The dinner just tasted incredible when you're totally and utterly and completely aware of the origin of your food. So I'm going to keep this short, basically to keep the hot air in my body that hopefully is going to keep me warm throughout the night, because tomorrow there is a big day, a lot of proper shelter building and other stuff going on, if I don't have to dig myself out of snow for the first couple of hours. But yeah, sleeping out in what is effectively the winter, not everybody's idea of fun, but I'm really enjoying it. And whatever you're doing on a Friday night, spare a thought. I'll be lying here listening to the foxes and the muntjacs and all the other sounds of the forest.